in conjunction with expanding my comfort zone and what we have posted on my website, Dan Does the Extreme, a few other stories came to mind. And again, I didn't plan on these to be used as expansions of my comfort zone, but looking back in hindsight, I obviously was doing that inadvertently. In the early 80s, when I first met Costa Gratzos, Constantine Gratzos, who was the CEO of Onassis Shipping Lines and who was the right-hand man for Aristotle Onassis for some six-plus decades, and he mentored me, and I was fortunate enough to be his mentee. We got involved in a project whereby I was asked by him, Mr. Peño, weren't you an Army officer? And I said, yes. And weren't you combat trained? And I said, yes, but I've never seen combat, Mr. Gratzos. And weren't you also an intelligence officer? And I said, yes. And he says, well, I'd like you to head up this project that we have a joint venture between the Vatican, a major oil company, the Philippine government, ourselves, if you accept the position yourself. And without asking what it was, I said, absolutely. And what it was is they had planned on, for various reasons, to be involved in an overthrow of the Haitian government, which is outlined in my book in some detail, and which President Clinton accomplished about 12 or 15 years after we thought about it and we planned about it, about not spreadsheeting it, not Lotus 1-2-3, of course those tools didn't exist at the time, of how do I put together an army to take a country from communism to democracy. And at the end, the fifth joint venture partner was the CIA. The United States government. I can't believe I forgot. And so for some months we planned and I went around recruiting mercenaries. And our head of our little army was a guy named Mike Williams, who was a decorated soldier from the Vietnam era, a West Point graduate. One of his last positions was, I believe he was the head of the Rhodesian cavalry. This is when Rhodesia was Rhodesia before Zimbabwe. And so we planned for this, and just shortly before our plan was to be enacted, I got a phone call saying that the CIA had pulled the plug and decided that there was too much controversy, as they would say here, to go ahead with the coup. And so I was heartbroken. And again, I'm sure a lot of the things I did was for my dad's approval. My dad was alive at this time. And of course, he told me not to do it, but he knew from his days in the CIA what people to go and get. And so I recruited some of the best men to do those kinds of tasks that were still alive on the planet.